De la Cruz pushes tariffs on Mexico over water treaty violations. Texas border business. Texas border business. Washington, June 1, 2026. U.S. Representative Monica de la Cruz of Texas introduced the Water Assurance and Treaty Enforcement for Rio Grande Farmers Act, legislation that would impose tariffs on Mexico if the country continues to fail to meet its obligations under the 1944 Water Treaty. Revenue generated from the tariffs would be directed to South Texas farmers affected by missed water deliveries. De la Cruz introduced the measure alongside U.S. Reps. Randy Weber, Michael Cloud, and Troy Nels. U.S. Senator John Cornyn introduced companion legislation in the Senate. According to De la Cruz's office, the bill is designed to address ongoing disputes over water deliveries required under the treaty. Under the 1944 Water Treaty, Mexico is obligated to deliver an average of 350,000 acre-feet of water annually to the United States over a five-year cycle. De la Cruz said Mexico's failure to meet those commitments has harmed agricultural producers in South Texas. For too long, the Mexican government has refused to comply with the Water Treaty, and South Texas farmers have faced the consequences. It's time to hold the Mexican government to their agreed-upon water deliveries, and, if not, impose tariffs to support the farmers who have suffered due to their inaction, De la Cruz said. The Congresswoman's office said repeated delivery delays have caused significant economic damage in South Texas and cited the closure of the last sugar mill in Texas as one consequence of water shortages. If enacted, the legislation would authorize tariffs on Mexico in response to continued treaty noncompliance. The duties collected would be deposited into a newly created South Texas Agricultural Compensation Trust Fund within the U.S. Treasury. According to the proposal, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture would have discretion over the fund and could provide financial compensation to South Texas farmers and producers who experienced losses linked to Mexico's failure to meet its water delivery obligations under the treaty.